Page 13. A striking tribute to our World War I heroes. Fareham Borough Council is proud to support the campaign by the Royal British Legion to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. A series of near life-size silent soldier silhouettes have been unveiled across the borough to remember those who lost their lives. There are 8 in total, each one placed somewhere with a significant connection to the war. You can see the silent soldiers at St Paul's Church, Sarsby Green, the location of a cross of remembrance, Wasash War Memorial, Victory Hall, Wasash Road, Titchfield Parish Rooms. A memorial stone is positioned outside the rooms to mark local residents who gave their lives in the 2 World Wars. Fareham Train Station. Many troops, including injured ones, travelled by train to Naval Yards and the hospital in Gosport. Stubbington Green War Memorial, built in 1922 to commemorate those who died in the war. Holy Trinity Church War Memorial, Fareham, unveiled in 1921 by Reverend Charles Lowther Arnold, who lost 2 sons in the war. Porchester Memorial Column. The memorial is located in Porchester Precinct and is dedicated to the people of Porchester who gave their lives during the war. The 8th soldier is outside Westbury Manor Museum, Fareham. This location was chosen by residents after Fareham Borough Council held a public vote to pick where the final silhouette should go. The silhouettes were purchased from the Royal British Legion and are a representation of Tommy returning home silently at the end of the war. They will remain in place until the end of 2019. In October, the Mayor of Fareham, Councillor Susan Bayford, unveiled a commemoration stone to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. The stone is located in West Street, Fareham, and is poignantly positioned to face its counterpart, installed 4 years ago to mark the start of World War I. Creating a vision of symmetry, the new memorial, as with the existing, is framed by a Tree of Life sculpture. Together, the stones are a fitting tribute to the lost sons of Fareham.